Welcome back. If you haven't already, make sure to download your notes so you can follow Steve, jot down some key ideas, and really absorb this important lesson. Now, here's Steve.
Part of the how you can best teach your child a lesson at this moment is to learn how to talk so kids will listen. Let me say that again. It's learning how to talk so kids will listen. What I've learned over the years is that your average parent that loves their kids, we tend to express ourselves in very weak, ineffective ways instead of giving children, you want to write this down, watch this, compelling reasons to change. That's right, compelling reasons to change. So I want to teach you right now how to talk, not only so kids will listen, but talk so that you will compel them to make kinds of changes. So think about this. Your child's yelling and you say, use your inside voice. You know, that's not really compelling. You can't get them to do anything. But if you look at your child and say, hey, buddy, you can play here as soon as your sound of voice matches mine. Now that's something you can enforce. Or here's another one. Stop yelling. I love that when parents yell at their children, stop yelling. They're modeling the ineffective behavior. But we say stop yelling versus, sweetie, I'll speak to you when your tone of voice matches mine. You see how much more effective that is. Or another way to talk is, hurry up and finish. Notice, that's a very weak statement. But instead, you look at him during breakfast time and you say, sweetie, breakfast is over when the clock strikes 7. I sure hope you get your food eaten before 7 o'clock. Or one of my favorites, sit still. Again, we can't enforce that. But what if all of a sudden you look at your child and you say, you know, I'll be happy to put your food on the table as soon as you sit down in the chair and show mommy that you're a big boy. Boom. You see, we change it in an instant. Or another one, my favorite, pick up your toys. That's not very effective versus feel free to keep the toys you pick up. You see, the implied message there is if you don't pick up those toys, you're going to lose them. We're going to put them in the timeout carriage over here where you can't touch them for a couple of hours or in some cases, a couple of days. It depends on their behavior. Or another one, quit hitting your brother versus you can join us as soon as you decide to play nicer with your brother. You see, each one of those has a theme in common, and they are compelling statements that you and I can back up with loving action 100% of the time. So when you ask, how can I best teach my child this lesson at this moment? Model for your child how to talk so kids will start to open up and listen. Model for them that you don't have to raise your voice, yell, scream, fuss and moan as a parent. You don't have to be dysregulated. You can be calm. And you can also be a force to be reckoned with in a very relational way. Another one would be something like this. Don't forget your homework, because a lot of parents warn and remind. Versus, feel free to play outside as soon as your homework is finished. You see, you've just loaded a 5-minute warning talk in one sentence with, feel free to play outside as soon as your homework is finished. That is a very loaded sentence. But your children will learn very quickly that you say what you mean what you say, and that your yes is yes, and your no is no. So again, these are the ways to talk about how do I best teach my child to listen in this moment. Now, something else I want to share about this how do I best teach my child at this moment, and here it is. That most parents, most of us, we don't take good care of ourselves. And I could teach you how all day long, and I'm going to be very frank with you. If I gave you a whole bunch of techniques that I could teach you that's really loaded into my Taming Tantrums home study program, that would be great. But I can tell you right now that all those techniques, all of them, go out the door when your batteries and my batteries aren't charged. So I want to say it this way, that parenting, and you want to write this down, that parenting is not about kids, it's about parents. And think about it. When you're on a flight, say going to Maui, and your child's sitting next to you and those masks deploy, your natural inclination is to put the mask on your child, not on yourself. And the stewardess tells you, to put on the mask. Why? Because dead parents are no good to anybody. And more often than not, parents run a child-focused home instead of an adult-focused home. And that is your and my first mistake. That was my first mistake. And finally, I turned that around back in the day when my boys were young. So parenting is not about kids. It's about parents. And you want to absolutely take good care of yourself. You see, here's the deal. The science tells us this. That if you're a parent with headaches, low energy, you don't sleep at night, you've got physical symptoms of stress. If you're overeating, if you're angry a lot, if you're socially withdrawn, if you're hypercritical, you have symptoms, behavioral symptoms of stress. If you're moody, anxious, irritable, or lack patience, those are mood-related stressors. The bottom line is, the science tells us that one of the ways to get rid of all of those problems is to get a good night of sleep and to take excellent care of yourself and make sure your batteries are charged. Because what I find is when parents have batteries that are well charged, those physical, behavioral, and mood symptoms go away. They literally disappear. And all of a sudden, you start parenting in harmony with what your children can deliver. And all of a sudden, there is a natural and immediate shift in how you calm the chaos, raise emotionally intelligent children, and of course, you start to nurture a family that thrives. I want to leave you this. You know, I love to surf and I love to mountain bike. And when I go mountain biking, I go down the steep stuff that, I mean, it's crazy. Like, I've broken my collarbone. I've done a little crazy things before because I'm kind of an extreme person that way. I surf. I love to surf crazy surf breaks, sometimes in really extra shallow water when the waves are really good because no one else wants to go out. You know, there was a shark attack at San Onofre back in April of 2017. And the day after that, I was out there surfing because I love to surf. And yes, people call that crazy. Why do I tell you that? Because I like to charge my batteries with things that I call meaningful. And you need to charge your batteries with things that you call meaningful. And if you don't charge your batteries, you're going to be no good to your kids. You're going to be screaming, yelling, spanking, overwhelmed, dysregulated, the whole thing, because you're not taking good care of yourself. So the greatest technique that you could have, the research tells us this, is a great relationship with your child. And when you talk about how do I teach my child a lesson in this moment, you're not going to teach your child anything unless you take good care of yourself. Because hear me when I say this, calm parents raise calm kids. And if you're not a calm parent, you are not going to be able to be a resource to your child. And you're not going to be able to teach your child anything if you don't take good care of yourself. So my challenge to you and anyone you send this audio program to is to take excellent care of yourself. And when you do, everything starts to change because you become what I call an ace. You have authority, you have clarity, you have confidence, and you have empathy. The biggest problem with parents sometimes is we don't have empathy. And the reason is because we're sleep deprived, our batteries aren't charged, and we just want our kids to behave. And it's just not going to happen. You see, when you develop this newfound sense of clarity, it's going to lower your stress, focus your energy, and help you stay connected to your kiddos, especially during those rocky moments. They're going to whine less, they're going to listen more, and they're going to want to follow your leadership so you and I can relax and sleep better at night because we know we're doing a really good job. That's what happens when you and I ask the why, the what, and the how. Now, hear me when I say this. If there was one thing I wanted you to learn today, it's this, that parenting, hear me when I say this, parenting doesn't come natural. It is a learned behavior. Parenting is not natural. It is a learned behavior. You absolutely have to learn how to be an effective parent. And when you do that and you ask that why, what, and how, everything starts to change. But when you and I assume that you're supposed to know how to be a parent, you start to feel like the salmon that couldn't swim upstream or the bird that cannot fly south for the winter. Something's wrong with me, my parenting, or my child. We need to learn this. You see, when I invested in myself and my education, when I got the training that I needed, everything started to change. I learned how to apply the science, not grandma's opinion, the science behind effective parenting practices. Back in the day, I took massive action and I got the training that I needed, and life in my living room started to change because I started to ask why, what, and how. Friend, it's no secret at all that you want a parenting style that lowers your day-to-day worry, helps your family bond, and sets you free to relax and know you're doing a really great job. And when you parent that way, you get your kids to listen the first time, they start to listen better, they stop whining, and it creates freedom for you. It gets great results for them, and you and I start to relax. We start to ditch the guilt about not doing everything right, and we stop feeling wiped out by our busy, crazy days. You see, when you get the training that you need, and when you start to invest in yourself and your education, the future of your family, everything starts to change. So I just want to help you today, because basically, we've just scratched the surface. So individually, what I want you to do is I want you to reflect on the notes that you have in front of you, the notes that you were able to download when you got this program today. See, I've constructed these notes because I care about you. I want to help you get and stay out of survival mode. I want to help your family thrive. So step one is to just take these notes and really, truly reflect on them. Really take a hard look at them and allow yourself to really absorb the information. Number two would be to, if you have a significant other that you're married or grandma and grandpa around or your mother and father-in-law around, talk with them. Step two is to talk with them and really talk about how do I help my child become an adult and ask this why, what, and how question and get more and more dialed in. Now, for some of you, you want to get more and more dialed in. You've been attracted to what I've been talking about today in this in-touch parenting approach. And you're considering investing in yourself and your education because maybe, like I did back in the day, you want someone to tell you how, show you how, and guide you through the process. You see, for almost about 20 years now, I've helped parents of preschoolers who are struggling, teachers who wanted more harmony in the classroom, grandparents who want to update their parenting style, and childcare workers who really want to take the guesswork out and bring more harmony back into their own lives. So I just want to keep it short and sweet and say thank you so much for downloading this program and listening. But if you're curious about the in-touch approach, if you're curious about changing what life looks like in your living room, if you're curious about getting clearer, deeper clearer on this why, what, and how approach, this three-step method, all you need to do is go to the website, and that is www.intouchparenting.com. Just go to my website, intouchparenting.com, and you will see the information that you need right on the website. And then there's a forward slash, and just type in TAME 2.0. So InTouch Parenting, TAME 2.0. And when you go there, you're going to get all the information you need about this home study program. And it's my way of saying I'm on your team. So please check it out. And thank you so much for requesting the newsletter. Thank you so much for downloading and reading the free report. And thank you so much for listening today, because I really want to help you calm the chaos and raise emotionally intelligent children so you can get out of survival mode, stay out of survival mode, and help your family thrive each and every day.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this audio presentation. If you're interested in learning more about the InTouch approach to parenting, you can visit us on the web at www.intouchparenting.com. The information on this digital download or CD is copyrighted by Steve Cafari.